Fred Film Radio, Istanbul International Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Istanbul Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Isabel Zua, actress of the film Good Manners. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you.
Well, it's a real pleasure for me to meet you, because Good Manners, which I actually saw in Locarno, and I'll tell our listeners if they want to check out my interview with the directors, Juliana Rojas and Marco Dutra. It's up somewhere on our website, and I loved it. It was one of my favorite films that I saw last year, and it's a great pleasure for me to talk with you, one of the protagonists of the film. Maybe you can start this interview by telling our listeners about your character and just a little bit about her.
Okay, thank you so much for your words. For me, playing Clara is a big challenge, because it's my first time to do this kind of movie, fantastic movies. And Juliana Rojas and Marco Dutra have a big universe about these movies, but they are amazing people. And playing Clara nowadays, and this movie have a big mix about racial things, social things, and it's about a relationship about a black woman and a white woman. It's very specific and important to playing these characters, this personage, I don't know in English, but it's very important and delicate too, because nowadays we are talking about this discrimination and difference between women, and it's very special to do Clara in this moment.
And you thought it was challenging because of
Yes, it's a big challenge, because in the Clara days, Clara is a lonely woman, black woman, poor, and have a challenge every day to get a job, to be understand, to have a place in the world, and she goes to a journey to love, to unconditional love. It's a big challenge to see that and do that and make it real, for real.
But she's also a very strong character, I felt, right?
Yes, it's a big strong. It's lonely, but it's strong.
Independent, actually.
Independent, right? But I think he's have a background not so good, and you feel strong because she are strong, but they have a background not so easy, and the present is not so easy too.
So do you think that a background like that helps your skin harden up and become more independent?
Yes. He be a protagonist, a black protagonist in Brazil, and I'm from Portugal. It's very complex because the accent is very different for my mother language, and it's a big challenge, not just to playing, but to speak.
Oh yeah.
To learn the São Paulo accent.
Oh,
it's very different.
Well, see, a lot of listeners might not be familiar that there is a difference between the two Portuguese spoken from the two.
It's like Portuguese, it's like English from London and English for United States is the big difference. And for me, it's a big challenge to understand, because Brazil have a mix, Italian mix, Japanese mix, African mix, Turkey mix. And the accent is very specific and change all the time, and we have a sound, a pronunciation, but I think it's okay.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit more about how you met the directors? Where did you meet them, and how did they tell you about the project?
I met him, I saw a calling casting in the internet. And I give my CV.
You mean those things work?
Yeah, it's work. And because the actress, they have an actress to do Clara, but she couldn't to do, and they opened the casting. I sent my CV, and I meet him in São Paulo. I meet Marco and Juliana in São Paulo. We talk. I do the things. Yeah.
What was your first impression?
I'm very scared because this is a universe I didn't meet yet, and very different about the another characters I do yet in the past. It's very different. I do realism and experimental movies from Cabela is an example. I do Joaquim, story movie from Marcelo Gomes. It's very different kind. It's very nice because I love the vibe, the Marco and Juliana vibes. It's young people and very. We have an empathy.
See, when I met him, I thought that they were a great team. They do so much in that film.
It's
a
big couple. They are very connect, and they have a balance together because they are very different, but they have a balance together. And in this fantastic elements is different because I play sometimes with a child only green because
of course. There's no real werewolves.
And sometimes I playing lonely because he's a child, don't have so much hours to shooting, and I play with some pen. And I need to cry with a pen and no child. And
how do you do that, though? How do you do that?
I don't know. I have a big imagination, too.
Yeah, you do.
But I use my feelings, my intuition.
Intuition.
It's all the time I work with my intuition.
What about the music?
The music is amazing. Marco and Juliana have a big passion for musicals, and I love sing too.
I have a great voice.
Oh, thank you so much. It's another challenge, but it's different because Juliana and Marco write the music in the moment. They think about, and today we're gonna shooting the music part. In the moment, and it's fresh all the time. We mix and change everything, but they are very straight, but we flexibility straight things.
They let it kind of go. But there is so much in this film, and it's such a great film that I recommend it to everyone, really, listening to this interview. So I thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure for me. This movie is very special and speak about many important things, racial, social things, and speak about unconditional love, essential.
Do you think that a film has the ability to communicate these things?
Yes, I think yes. You have many levels and many
subtle
things, and people could connect very well.
With it's the kind of film that you watch it and you have to think about. You keep thinking about it, for sure.
I think people come and saw the film, they are touching a little things could touch him.
It's a very universal film too, I think. It can speak to a lot of people all over the world.
Yeah, of course. Love is universal thing. Yeah.
And on that note, I thank you very much once again for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.